This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is facing 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents. That's according to an indictment unsealed Friday that also alleges that he described a Pentagon plan of attack and shared a classified map related to a military operation. The indictment marks the Justice Department's first official confirmation of a criminal case against Trump arising from the retentions of hundreds of documents at his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. The indictment unsealed Friday outlined two circumstances in which Trump allegedly showed the documents to others. Initial legal analysis of the indictment and the charges against Trump by at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a strong case. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors make their case.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that if he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to add that in politically charged cases like this one, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken a strong case. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. Such strikes have been exposing vulnerabilities in Russia's air defenses. This is VOA News. The Sudanese capital, Khartoum, was relatively calm on Saturday morning as a U.S. and Saudi-brokered 24-hour ceasefire took effect, providing a window for humanitarian assistance and giving the public a break from the intense fighting. The short ceasefire follows a string of violated truces between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, the RSF, whose power struggle erupted into violence 8 months ago, sparking a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia said they shared frustration over the violations in a statement announcing the latest truce, and they threatened to adjourn the talks if fighting continues. At least 9 people have been killed, Somali police have said, in an attack on a popular Mogadishu restaurant. Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. David Doyle has more for Reuters.
Militants from Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab have claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on an upmarket restaurant in Mogadishu. Police in Somalia said at least 9 people had been killed at the popular Pearl restaurant in a beach hotel. They were 6 civilians and 3 soldiers, a statement said. On Saturday, debris from the restaurant was strewn across the blood-stained street. Police said security forces had rescued 84 civilians and that the fate of the attackers was unclear.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. An officer who raced to the Parkland massacre scene in the U.S. state of Florida has testified against a deputy who stayed outside. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A police officer who rushed inside a classroom building during the Parkland school shooting says he encountered a sheriff's deputy outside who confirmed that the shooter was upstairs. Coral Springs officer Richard Best testified that Broward County deputy Scott Peterson did not follow him inside. Peterson has insisted that he could not tell where the gunshots were coming from and that he thought they may have been fired from outside. The 60-year-old former deputy is on trial for charges that he failed to confront the school shooter who killed 17 people in 2018. If convicted, Peterson could be sentenced to nearly a century in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pope Francis's recovery from surgery is going well, but doctors advised him not to deliver his Sunday blessing from a hospital balcony to avoid strain on his abdomen. Briefing reporters at the Jemaili Hospital on Saturday, the chief surgeon also said the 86-year-old had agreed with doctors to stay there for at least all of next week. He said the Pope has started a liquid diet and that today he starts eating semi-solid food. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.